Okay, let's do the next sugya. Schut en chutz. Believe it or not, everything is a meruba bavakama. So the Gemara said like this. Basically, the Mishnah says, two daf earlier, that if you steal hekdesh, then you're potter from kefel, you're potter from dalad rei, because reyeu v'leishel hekdesh. Rabbi Shimon says, that depends. Kotchem shechayev bachayuson, you're going to be chayev, dalad ve'ein kefel, and kotchem she'ein chayev bachayuson, if the owner is not responsible, then you're going to be potter. So Gemara says, wait a second. Rabbi Shimon, Amri, nei disover Rabbi Shimon, mali mochel lehedyot, mali mochel leshemayim. In other words, clearly the Gemara is talking about in the Havamina that the ganav, after he stole it, that's what we thought we were talking about, the ganav, after he stole it, he went and he was matish it. So clearly there's no tvichu mechira because it doesn't belong to the owner anymore. But perhaps, like we said last time, perhaps when you are makdish it, that is the actual mechira. Mali mochel lehedyot, mali mochel leshemayim. What's the difference if I sell it to a person or I sell it to a hekdesh? So the Gemara says, so if that's the svara of Rabbi Shimon, that you're chayev because when you makdish it, that's like selling it to somebody else, say so if chomi boyelei, the opposite should be true. Kotchem shechay bachayuson potu, da'akati lanopik mishusei, then if it's kotchem that you said that I'm chayev to pay if it gets lost, which is a nedava, then we say you should be potter. Why? Da'akati lanopik mishusei. It never left the ganav's rishus, so therefore it's not considered a mechira. Kotchem she'ein chay bachayuson chayev, the mafkalei mishusei. And kotchem which I'm not chayev bachayus, that means that whatever happens to it, this is it, that's considered a full mechira. It's the opposite of what Rav Shimon says, it cannot be pshat. Says the Gemara, do Gemara, by the arrow,
so
Amri,
this is
Kedusha Guf, yeah. We said this last time.
But this is against Rav
Shimon. Oh, you weren't there. Yeah, we discussed that whole thing, Kedusha Guf, Kedusha Ben HaKabayis.
Yeah, but Bokhlo Shemayim sounds more like...
yeah, I think Moshe is still two with the Ruvain, Amri, come to the Ruvain. We're not going there this week, that's last week's year. Says the Gemara, Amri, Reb Shimon Amil Sachite Koyin. Reb Shimon is talking about something altogether different. Bahachik Tani, and this we're talking about. Ein Agoynev Acha Ganef, Mishalem Tashlumei Dalet Vehei. If you steal from a Ganef, you don't pay Dalet Vehei. Vechein. Goynev Hekdesh Mi Beis Bailim Potur. In other words, we're not talking about that a Ganef is Makdesh it after he steals it. But rather, goynev hekdesh mi beis bailim. The original owner was makdishit, and the ganav comes and steals the hekdesh mi beis bailim from the owner's rishus. Says the Gemara, in such a case, the Mishnah is talking about, goynev hekdesh beis bailim potter, my timer, v'gunav mi beis ish, v'loy mi beis hekdesh. So if you steal from hekdesh, that's not gunav mi beis ish, it's mi beis hekdesh. Comes along Reb Shimon in the Mishnah and says, Reb Shimon, oh, Kotchim shechayev bachayuson chayev. That if you steal hekdesh, which the original owner was makdesh, and he's responsible if it gets lost, then you are chayev. Why? My timer. Kirine bei vegunav mi bei soish. Because since the original owner is chayev, if it gets lost, so it's still called mi bei soish, it's not hekdesh. Vesheinu chayev bachayuson, however, if it's not chayev bachrayus, so potter, why? Because then it's completely hekdesh. It doesn't have the original owner's responsibility, and therefore it's not considered mibeis oish. It's mibeis hekdesh. The loikirina be vegunin beis oish. Very simple. So that's what Reb Shimon is coming to say is chiddush. Not where you steal and then you makdesh, but rather you stole the hekdesh of the original owner. If the original owner is still responsible for any thing that happens to it, so it still has his name on this carbon, it's Guna Beisayish, says Reb Shimon, you're going to be Chayev, Kefil and Dal Vehei. However, if it's Kotchem She'ein Chayev Bachayuson, then you're going to be Potter from Kefil and Dal Vehei, and that's the Chiddush of Reb Shimon. What's the question? It's a Gemara.
Is there a Dover going with Mamon if you're Chayev
Bachrayis? Yeah, that's what Gemara says.
And that's...
That's why, because Dover Gemlo Mamun Kamamun Dami. So it's still Vaguna Besish, and you stole something, so therefore you're going to be Chayv. Rashi puts it in. Rashi throws it in. Now, says the Gemara, that's very good for Gneva. And maybe even for Kefa. Look in Rashi. Look in Rashi. Elo on the land. Ela going to peg the shigdish by them koi, the khiven khayem by them bakhayes ki kotav be morik dovach, the dovach be morik kemam lami. Right? Okay. Says the Gemara, all this is good for stealing it and for kefal. And maybe even for selling it. Says the Gemara, but wait a second. Michdi shaminan le le Rebbe Shimon. Da ma shchita shein ruya. Lo yishmo shchita. Says Rashi. Shaminan le le Rebbe Shimon masnisin. The potarat vichas trefa. They're the Mishnah, Baruch Abba. I didn't see you in a while. Mazel tov on the bar mitzvah. Okay, good. Says the Gemara. So basically, let me just quickly say what the Gemara says by the underlined. The Mishnah says, Moshe, let me say it quickly. Yossi. The Mishnah says very quickly that if you steal something which belongs to Hekdesh from the original owner, says of Shimon, it depends. The Tanakam says you're potter. Why? Begunim beis ish, begunim beis hekdesh. It's hekdesh. It's not belong to the owner. Says of Shimon, it depends. If it's kachem shechayev b'chiyusam, then the original owner is chayev. If it gets lost, so it's still considered me beis ish. You steal it, you chayev kefal and daldei and everything. But if it's kachem she'en chayev b'chiyusam, then you're potter. Why? Because the original owner is off the hook anyway. It's gunim beis hekdesh and you're potter. Says Gemara, wait a second. That's good for kefal. That's good for gneiv and kefal. But what about dalet vehei? What are we talking about? We're talking about that you steal something which is already hekdesh. Says Rabbi Shimon, yeah, but if it's kachim shechayev b'chir yuson, the original owner is chayev, responsible, then you're going to be not considered beguna beis hekdesh, it's guna beis ish, you're going to be chayev kefal, and dal vei if you shecht it. Says the Gemara, wait a second. When you shecht it, where did you shecht it? You shecht it in your house. It's kachim which got shechted. Well, kachim that got shechted in your house, it's called shchutei chutz. Shchutei chutz is shchita she'eino ru'uyohi. Why? Because you cannot eat it. You shechted it outside the azara. So since you cannot eat it, the pshimen holds that you're not chayiv dalet vehei by shchita she'eino ru'uyah. Why? Because the Gemara learns it. What's tvichu mechira? Tvichu we learn utvoyach tevach v'hochein, like the pasuk says by Yosef, which means you have to shecht it in order to be able to eat it. And therefore, something which you shecht and you cannot eat, if Shimon says that if you shecht and it turns out it was a treifa, you put a dal vehei. Why? Because shchita yoni chayiv dal vehei if it's a shchita ruya. So therefore, just like if Shimon says that if you shecht it and it's a treifa, you put it out there because not a shechita ruya, it's a shechita shein ruya. So when you shecht kachim, even if it's chayev b'chiyusam, and there's no ptur mibeis hekdesh because the original owner is responsible, but at the end of the day, it's always going to be a shechita shein ruya, and a shechita shein ruya is put it out there. So why is Rabbi Shimon saying you chayev dal vehei? That's your first question.
Big difference.
What's the difference?
Why the treifa? It's intrinsic to the animal.
Okay.
Right. By kachim, it's some external problem.
What's the difference? At the end of the day, you cannot eat it.
It's a din of eating. It's a din of the animal.
Goyach tov tevach vochein.
I understand.
So it's not a considered shechita ruya.
Unless you shechted it.
Okay, I hear your difference, but Igmar doesn't give that difference. I hear that.
Unless you brought it to Beis HaMikdash.
What? Oh, there's more stars. We're going to get to that. So Igmar says, you understand Igmar's question? Very important question. Igmar inside. Michdei. About two lines under the A, or under the last underlined piece. Michte, Shamin le Reb Shimon dom eschita sheinu ruya loy shema eschita, says Rashi. Shamin le Reb Shimon masisin, de potter at zvichas trefo, vi shechta trefo ye potter, ke eschita sheinu ruya loy shema eschita, kachim nami eschita sheinu ruya hi. Kachim is also eschita sheinu ruya, look at Rashi. De kachim hanishchotim beschutz psulim. My time with Reb Shimon Doma, Kachim Chay Bach Yusin Chayov, the Mashma, Shim Gonav Kachim Tochvam, the Tochvam, the Chay Vitashul Medal Vehei. After all, every Kachim that you're going to Shecht, you can never be Chayev because it's always Shechita Sheinu Ruya. Answers the Gemara, Kios Ravdim Ovi Echlon, Beshechet Yimimim Bifnim. You Shechted it inside the Beis HaMikdash, so there's no problem. So therefore, it's Shecht inside the Beis HaMikdash, it's not a Shechita Sheinu Ruya, it's wonderful.
What's the Mitzvah of Avodah?
Because yeah. What? Because it's tzvicha. No,
an
no.
And
see,
and in the base of that,
l'shem bailim. For the reason, You stole it, you shechted it, and by the way, I'm doing it for the owner. Otherwise, the point. Here's what I'm here. So Yigmar said, wait a second. It is a shame bailim, varechos lo kevin le bailim. So you didn't do anything wrong. It was his carbon. You checked it for him. So why should be chayiv then? You didn't do anything wrong. There's not a tricha. Then was chos lo kevin le bailim. What?
Who's eating depends on
the I know, but the shchita is a shchita ruya. So Yigmar said, Rav Yitzchak Vavin, shenish b'chadam. No, in the end, the owner did not gain from it because the blood spilled.
That's not his fault.
That's not his fault. Once again, fine.
But if you're saying you did it on the behalf of the buyer, but then he ate the meat, what do you mean on the behalf of the buyer?
What do you mean?
If he shefted it for the buyer's sake, but then he ate it.
I know, but it's, but
how
so.
How is it for the buyer's sake?
So that's what Reb Shimon says. Yechayev. It's a shechita ruya. But at the end of the day, you still stole it from him. So you chived all day. Why not?
Because
the shechita was a shechita ruya. The shechita was a shechita ruya.
You didn't do it for the Baal.
So the Gemara says, even more so, chazal keren lebailim. He's saying, what's the Gemara's question, chazal keren lebailim?
You did it for the Baal, and then he ate the food.
By the way, that's one time tomorrow. The next time tomorrow says, Kiosu, I'm not discussing that, by the way. Maybe next week. Kiosu, Rav, if you like Kotchim, we'll do that next week. Kiosu, Rav, in Omer, Rabbi Yechidon, B'sheikh, Tmim, Mifnim, Shalai L'Shem Bailim. You shechted Shalai L'Shem Bailim, correct? You shechted the Stomim, or you shechted Shalai L'Shem Bailim. So the halacha is that if it's Shalai L'Shmon, no, that's Stom. You shechted Shalai L'Shmon, so the Gemara says it's Kosher. So therefore, it's called a shechita ruya, but the bottom never niskaper, so therefore you take it from him. Yeah, exactly. Okay, fine, whatever the Gemara gives to Rutsin, all fine and well, we're not going to that. But let's talk about the first thing of the Gemara's question. The Gemara has a question, the Gemara says, that wait a second, why, according to, back to the Gemara's question, I want to show the Gemara's answer, but it's not relevant. The Gemara says, wait a second, why, according to Reb Shimon, are you going to be chayiv when you shecht kachin, which is chayev v'chayusam? So we say it's not going to the base hector, it's going to the base violin. So Gemara says, why chayev? After all, you shechted v'chutz, it's shechita she'eino ruya. And shechita she'eino ruya, according to Reb Shimon, is potter anyway from Dal Zehei. So therefore, why, what's the scenario that when you steal kachin and you shecht it, you're going to be chayev Dal Zehei? That's Gemara's question. Comes along Taisvis, the first Taisvis, and Taisvis says, by the way, this whole question on Reb Shimon by Shechita She'eino Ruya, why? Because it's, you can't, it's not, by the way, look in Taisus, sorry. The second Taisus, Taisus explains it, Shechita She'eino Ruya V'loi Shema Shechita, Legabi Abo V'chamisha, Degoma Mitvoyach Tevach V'hochein. In other words, from Dalet Vehei, we learn from Tevach Tevach V'hochein, which means, Shechita Echut is no good. Ba'amil Gabi Lav, the Shechita Echut, Zubach Chai V'rachmonim. He said, even though you hold Shechita Shein Ruya should not be okay, so it should not be okay by Shechita Echutz either. No, Shechita Echutz is a problem by Shechita Shein Ruya, because that's where the Lav is written. However, by Dalet Vehei, the fact that you shechted outside the Azara makes it Shechita Shein Ruya. And like we explained, comes along Taisus, and Taisus says that, by the way, this question of the Gemara, that it's called Shechita Echutz, question of the Gemara, that's called Shechita Echutz, and therefore, it's Shechita Shein Ruya, that's Taisus. That's only if you hold Ein L'Shechita Elo L'Besayf. So what does that mean? So the Shechita, which makes it Shechut Echutz, only happens at the end. And at that point, Yechayv Dalvei. So why am I Potter Dalvei? Because at the time when I finish the Shechita, and I did my Dalet Vehei Shechting, at that point, it's Shechut Echutz. And therefore the problem is, it's Shechita Shein Ruya, because after all, it's Shechut Echutz. Wait. Elo, the Lamandom, it says Taisus, the Yeshna L'Shechita, Mitchila V'Atzoif. However, if you hold that Shechita is considered, every time you do a little bit, it's considered a Maitzah Shechita, so what's going to happen, says Taisus, the Chiyuv Dalet Vehei clearly doesn't kick in until the end, until you're ready, you finish shechting it, and then at that point it's ready to be eaten. However, the chiyuv of what you're doing over the shechut echutz starts right away, correct? So Taisa says, then as soon as you start shechting it, it becomes osur b'hanah because it's chut eichutz. It becomes forbidden to have hanah. As soon as you start shechting it, it's already not the original owner's because it's osur b'hanah. So therefore, when you chayiv dal dehei, it's lav demorei katovach. I'm not shechting something, I'm not doing dal dehei on something that belongs to the owner, because as soon as I started shechting it, it's already osur midin shchut echutz, as soon as I started it. So even Taisa says, even if you hold, you don't need a shchita ruya, it's irrelevant. At the end of the day, it's osur b'hanah as soon as I started it. And therefore, once it's osur b'hanah as soon as I started it, so when I'm chayiv dal dehei at the end, it's already, I'm not chayiv dal dehei because I didn't shecht it from the original owner, because it was osur b'hanah right away, so therefore, it's never chayiv dal dehei because I never shecht it from the original owner. So you don't need the chiddush to tell me that Reb Shimon holds that shchita she'ein ruya is no good. Even if you hold shchita she'ein ruya is yes okay, you don't need a shchita ruya for dal dehei, but you have to shecht something that belongs to the owner, and since the second you started shechting it, yes, we hold it's osur b'hanah, so therefore you never shechted something that belonged to the owner. That's what Taisus says. Look over here, Taisus. Hola itzach ele mishum mandoma, ene shchita l'soif. Dile mandoma, di yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atsoif, motzi l'mifrach, you can ask, afilu savar b'shimen, shchita she'en ruya shmo shchita, even if you hold, you don't need a shchita ruya, and therefore, the fact that a shchut echutz is irrelevant to me, it still can be osur dal dehei, amai chayva shchuta dal dehei, mechishocha beputa osra. The second you start a little bit, yes, shchila mitchila v'atsoif, it becomes osur b'hanah, v'lav du'idach, lav du'morei katovach. The way the Rashi says it a little bit clearer, same question, a different form, look in number 2, kachim nam shchita shein ruyi, v'af agav de legab shchut echutz, hava shchita, etc., etc., skip that part, fine. V'ikalameidem, the second line, amai lo yakshi lekula almo. Why did Gemara say, because shchita shein ruya, and therefore, the Shimon holds shchita shein ruya, is not considered good by dal vehei, even if you don't hold like that, feel the rabbanon the amri shchita shein ruya shmo shchita, that even a shchita shein ruya is still considered a shchita, which means that even if I cannot eat it, at the end of the day, it's still considered a problem for dal vehei. Isvira lo kebiyechnom yesh etchilam etchil vatzoyf kibes shoch lo puta osra tashlum dal vehei lamechav ad gemar shchita the tvoche kula binom mechiven shekein mechi shochad bo puta yishechta lo bit osra vidach kikas shochet lav didei kashochet. Taisa the Rashba has the same kasher. As Taisus, I'm just going to make a mistake. The Rashba has the same kasha as Taisus. Taisus doesn't answer the question. Can you understand Taisus' question? So Taisus,
yeah, because we're dealing with Rosh Shimon, so he's doing within Rosh Shimon.
Right, but so he says, correct. We shouldn't give that answer. You want to ask, we don't have to. But the halacha happens to be true, Taisus says, that if you hold, not like Rosh Shimon, which holds, that you don't need shchita sheino ruya, which means that even if you cannot eat it, it's still chayav dal vehei. But he says, if you hold yesh shchil mitchil vatzoyf, so as soon as you start shechting it, it's already osur b'hanah. So once osur b'hanah, so you're not shechting something that belongs to the owner. So anyway, you can ask, the Gemara can ask that question as well. Leave it to the side, because we're going to come back to this tesis. Right? Okay. Let's go to the next tesis. Next tesis is a biggie. Comes along tesis, next part. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that if you shecht the carbon, it's a shchita shein ruya, and therefore shchut echutz. At the end of the day, you cannot eat it, and therefore you're always going to be potted dal vei. So why does the Gemara say that? Reb Shimon says the chayv dal vei doesn't make sense. Vim taima asks the question, v'amai choshiv le shchita shein ruya? Why do you say this is called shchita shein ruya? That when you shecht it, shchut echutz, it's also b'ano hayochal livdois. B'shas pirchus, the bar hamodav arochi, kedamrin efek beis echulim, which means after you shechted it and it's chut echutz and it's osur b'hanah, but when it's mifar cheses, it's still bar hamodav arocha. It's still considered alive enough that you can stand it and you can size it up, and at that point you should be able to still be poide it. You can do pidyon. And since you can do pidyon, it's worth something. It's worth something. So therefore, it is a shchita ruya. In other words, for all intents and purposes, since you can be poide it, Taisa asks the question, Why is that a shechita shein eruya? Even after you shechted it, and it's also bana, but after mefacheses, while it's still alive and shaking around, at that point you can do pidyon. And if you can do pidyon, then you should be able to be paidit, and you should be able to eat it. Exactly. What's a psul? It's a pasul shchut echut. You can do pidyon, Taisa says. Because once it's mefacheses, you can still do pidyon. So it's not shchita shein eruya. So at the end of the day, what's the Gemara's question? Now, mind you, before we get to the well, how can you do it? Because you can only do pidyon if something has a mum, correct? You can only be paid if something has mum. Well, when you shechted it, you made it into a big mum. So if once you made it into a big mum, you can do pidyon. You can do pidyon, so then you can eat it. So why is that shechita shein eruya? Now, Tzitzis is going to answer that a mum la'achamisa is not considered a mum, whatever the tenet is. Wait, slow down. Now, you might ask a question, okay, that's all a good svara if you did the pidyon. If you didn't do the pidyon, nothing.
Or even the fact that you
Wait. So the Shalom Eish already says, based on the Gemara later on, that even if you didn't do actually the pidyon, but if it's roi le pidyon, that make it, kolayim et ligvayis kegavu domu, and kolayim et livdayis kepadu domu, so the royal opinion makes it already into a shechita ruya. So you can't say this is a shechita she'eino ruya. Why is it a shechita she'eino ruya? Because shechut echutz sits asa bano, and I can't do anything. Yeah, but after I shechted it, it's a mum. And if it's a mum, I can be pointed. No, I can't be pointed. It's dead already. No, it's not. It's bar hamodah v'arocha. That means that you can size up the animal. So now it's got a mum. I can be pointed. And therefore, it's a shechita ruya. That's Taisa's question.
But it's only a shechita ruya, I think Aset said it, if you do the pidyon. If you don't do a pidyon.
So that's, turn to that's not his question. Turn to the Shalom Eish, look in the next page. Uvaguf divrei Taisa shehikshu. Da yachaliv daisa bishas pichus. Tzorech biur. De nehu de yachaliv daisa, ava mikol makon. Kol kamadeina paide, mikhi shechita shein eruya. Vitzorech leimau, de chive de haya yachaliv daisa. You could be played it after you shechted it. Amriyam. Hoyel vi boy, hoye poide, mikhi shchita ruya. So at the end of the day, shchita ruya, based on the Gemara later on, really, the Gemara later on says the same thing. So that's Taisa's question. You can like it, not like it, but that's what Taisa's question is. At the end of the day, it's a shchita ruya. Why? Because you shechted it. Now it's a mum. It's a mum, because the animal is a big mum. Now it can be pointed, because it's still ba padia vavacha. So it's hard to say it's not a shechita ruya, it's still a shechita ruya. That's Taisa's question. Fundamental question.
What tells a pigeon? Who could make a pigeon on it?
The owner.
So the owner, the ganav, is considered the owner.
Yeah, in this case, yes, he's the owner.
Like the senior
research, yeah, senior mice, everything. Yeah. So let me point it. So therefore, why does Gemara say it's a shechita shein eruya? Says Taisus further. Look in Taisus further. Next part. Says Taisus, ve'ein svara loima, and there's no svara to say. Wait a second. The lefish and nishzal shuv ein leipidyon, that once it becomes possible. You're right, it's a balmum. But it becomes possible, therefore it doesn't have a pidyon, you can't be pointed. Says Taisus, the bishleim epsul shuhu b'sreifa kigoyin pigul ein loipidia. Taisus depends what? If it's pigul, so even though pigul is a psul, the reason why you cannot be pointed is something which became pigul. You know what pigul means? You had the wrong machshava, right? So once you had the Puzzle, because the pigle, you cannot be poided. Lada say, ain't like pigle, from the mitzvah is certified. The reason is, because pigle, you cannot be poided. Why? Because there's a mitzvah chiyuv on the chepzer, on the item, that you have to burn it. So you can't do pigle in something that you have to burn. Kidam rina fair kol shah. Kol shah bekoid is puzzle, ve eshi zorif. Aber shchitas chutz, eino bisreifa. But the psul of shchitas chutz is not burning it. Elo bikvura, kinam rifinu et kamo, mishenim umchev rotu b'chom nishchalpiv, harezi yikover. So therefore, since you don't have to burn it, you should be able to do pidyon on this animal. Again, pigul, that became possible, you cannot do pidyon. Why not? Because you have to burn it. So you have to burn it. You can't do pigeon. It doesn't help to do pigeon. There's a mitzvah on the chetzer that you have to burn it. Masha'enke, tzchut echut, where the psul is only that you have to bury it, you should be able to do kvur. Comes along of Chaim, asks the question, wait a second, the whole thing doesn't make sense. What's Taisa's kasha? What's Taisa saying that, oh, pigul, you could be poida. The only reason why you cannot be poida pigul is because you have to burn it. What do you mean? Ask of Chaim, number four. Pidyon helps on hekdesh, not if there's a psul, a different psul. Avol pigul du isur mechudish mishum psule v'kodesh b'ma yivka. V'yaldusi b'valoshim shemati malufim yudoi v'en mechaim shlita shetama b'zeh. What he's asking is, I think what he's asking, is that is mashman taisvus, that if pigul you'd have to bury, then you could be poided. What do you mean? This became puzzle. The animal became puzzle with pigul. So how could you be poided? Even if you have to bury it, it can't be poided. More than that, the Kivega asked a much better question. I think that's really what the crux of everything is, like this. Joe, you have to listen to this. Comes along with Kivegan and says, wait a second. What does pigyon help on? Pigyon helps that if I have kachim, I can make it no more kachim. Correct? That's what pigyon helps. Kachim has a mum, I can be poided, and there's no more kachim. Something which became puzzle, you can make pigyon? Pigyon doesn't work retroactively. Pigyon means, from this point on, it's no more kachim. So if something was kachim, now it's going down, it's no more kachim. You can make something retroactive, it became puzzle. You have to burn it, you have to bury it. You can't do pigeon on something that it became puzzle already. Doesn't make sense. What's Taisa even talking about? Taisa is saying that, by the way, why is Shechita Shein Uruya? After all, you can be poided. Poided as a kivega? Doesn't make sense. Look at number five. Uweika kushasim kashali. Hogamim yifdu v'nasu ata chulin. Even if you poided now, after you shechted it. Mikomakain, kivin de bishar shchita, over al isa shchita schut, asra toira, to aledea ptiel, and asa chulen mafrea, but talking in gogol. Doesn't make sense. What's shot of faces? Pigeon doesn't make it retroactively. Hey, if I did something wrong, could I be played and I'm done with it? Of course not. Pigeon only means, from this point on, it's no more kachin. But if something became possible already, so shchut echut became possible, asa ba'na. So once the shchut echut is also about not shchita shein ruya. What do you tell me? No, but now I can be poided. What does that mean? Doesn't make sense. Kivega talking gadol. So Kivega answers with zei yesh lema the mad also teir shchut echut lemi tama veira el da bekotchim tsulim lacha pidyon tepokeshem kotchim lishtu. What are you talking about?
Yes, it just.
I don't know what he's saying even. You hear Joel? You hear the question? I mean, and I think that's Chaim's question as well. Chaim says that what's mashma that pigul, if you can bury pigul, you'd be able to be played it. He said, what do you mean? If pigul is a psul, it's not kachim, it's a psul. So you can't be played it. What does pigin help over here? Whole thing doesn't make sense. If kivegas teretz, if it's in kachim, what is he talking about? Makorepo. But achsa nigga, whole thing doesn't make sense. Pshat and taisvis. What do you think pshat is? And I'm shocked that you don't know it because you know it's in Dafyagi.
Maybe that's a
good one. What's the pshat? So let's learn. This is fundamental in Shchut Echut. It's fundamental. Says the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara like this. The Gemara learns. Let's see the Gemara. Machlokes is Rashi Taisus. V'chulin shenishchetu ba'azor. Everybody understands, Mr. Iskwitz, you understand the kasha? Taisus saying, pigeon? What do you mean? Well, pigeon is not going to help me on something which became puzzle already. Pigeon means, from this point on, it's not kachim. Something became puzzle already, pigeon is not going to work retroactively. What's shot in Taisus? Now, says the Gemara in Kedushin Nun Zayin, V'chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, says the Gemara, there were that chulin which are nishchat ba'azara is aser bahana, right? If you take a regular animal and you shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash, Chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, it's aser bahana. Says the Gemara, Mino hanimili, how do I know that? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Amar Torah, Shchait li b'shali, v'shalach b'shalach. You shech my things in my property, in the Azara, and shech your things where? In your property. Ma sheli b'shelach also, just like mine in yours. What is that? Shkutechut. My carbon in your property is aser b'hano, right? Gemara learns aser b'hano. Af shelach b'sheli aser. So to your animal in my property in the Azara, chulin b'azara is aser b'hano. Says Rashi, how do I know? Ma sheli b'shelach aser, says Rashi, by the star. Ma sheli b'shelach shkut echutz aser b'hano. Demi yatir hano shenesa ba mechayim acharei she'ein domo nizrak. Wow. What's Rashi telling us?
So now it begins at the time that you
die. Joe, what is Rashi telling us?
When the Issa starts.
Rashi's asking, not just when the Issa starts, what's the lumdus of shchut echutz that it's Asa v'hano? Says Rashi, the reason why shchut echutz is Asa v'hano, what did he do wrong? She shecht it outside. So what? Says Rashi, since it's a carbon, and a carbon is always Asa v'hano, and the only thing that's why? Because it's kachin. And the only thing that's mater, the carbon, to have a non eat the meat, is what?
Zrik
Sadam. But since you shechted this outside the Azara, you cannot do Zrik Sadam anymore. So if you cannot do Zrik Sadam anymore, why is this Shchut Echutz Aser
B'hano? Because it never lost its original kedush.
Because it's original kachin. It's not more than regular kachin. That's how Rashi learns Shchut Echutz. Why Shchut Echutz Aser B'hano? Because it's a kachim. And you never got Zrik HaZadam. Because it doesn't work Zrik HaZadam anymore. Because you shacked it outside. Oh my goodness. You have kachim. They never had a heter of Zrik HaZadam. It's usur because it remains kachim. That's what Rashi learns. Got it?
Yeah. Okay.
What don't you understand? Well, comes along Taisus.
What the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Shali B'Shalach.
Yeah, that's right.
So it has nothing to do with Zrik HaZadam.
No, but why Shali B'Shalach usur? Because it remains kachim. Usur B'Hano. Why? Because it made. Why does it remain kachim?
Because you did it in the wrong place.
So what?
Like people.
No. So that's where Rashi learns how to get. Taisus does. Look in Taisus. Pish bekuntres aser b'hano lefi she'ein lehem mi yatirin. The chivin the hook the shoe einan yochelin liyosh mutarim el al de zrika materes bekachim ve'elu shenishchetu b'chutz ein izrakim ve'ksharam. What do you mean? The kamoike matzinu shezrika moitziyah midei miila. Then we find that if something you do zrika sadam, then you can't do miila anymore. The kachim it becomes chulin. Vafilo achi amrinon kachim shemesu yotu midei miila. And we find nevertheless that if something dies, then there's no more miila. Vafagav shlenizrak adam, even though there's never zrika. Ukamoike nema shashchita toitzim midei isaevim minachai veyumutam bachilo. In other words, just because you can't have Zrik HaZadam, that's only while the animal is
alive
or whatever, as the animal is kachim. But once the animal dies anyway, just like there's no Me'ila, there should not be any type of Isra Achila. Since you had the Shechita, which is Materit, you're right, you need Zrik HaZadam. But without Zrik HaZadam, you have the Misa that Mater the animal. Just like without Zrik HaZadam, Aladei Misa, there's no Me'ila anyway. So Taisa holds, that's what Taisa seems to hold, that if you shecht something outside, and then there was no Zrik HaZadam, but no matter what, the animal is dead now, there is no more Kedusha. It's Mutar B'Hano. Why is Mutar B'Hano? Because there's no more Kedusha. But that can be. Because the Gemara says, it's Asa B'Hano. So what's that? What does Taisa mean to say? So it must be the Taisa holds that Shchut Echutz is a new Issa. A new Issa, you're right. Mehilchos Kachim, there's no problem. Once the animal dies, just like there's no Me'ila once the animal dies, so there's no Issa Hano either once the animal dies, even if there was no Zrika. Why is it nevertheless forbidden Shchut Echutz?
Because
it's a new Psul. Shchut Echutz, B'Shalach, a new Psul. The Shchut Echutz makes it also B'Hano. Not because it's kachim, because kachim falls away once the animal dies. Just like there's no me'ila after the animal dies, even though there was no zrika, so kachim falls away after the animal dies. So Tosfos said, if Katrin pulled away, why is it forbidden anyway? It must be Pshat and Tosfos, because Shchut Echutz is a new psul. If you shecht it outside, makes Asher Bano. Where is it written? Nobody knows. Smara, Gemara, Shali v'Shalach, Shalach v'Shali. But we have over here fundamental machlekes rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos, why is Shchut Echutz Asher Bano? Is the Pshat like Tosfos learns? So Nudin, if I shecht the way, not always alone, then look like that. If I shecht something outside the base of Middash, that makes it a new din Asher Bano. Irrelevant if it died, it didn't die, it doesn't make a difference. There's a new psul of Asher Bano. Why? Because of Shchut Echutz. Or like Rashi learns. No. There is no new psul. There is no chiyuv of Asher Bano because of Shchut Echutz. Just what? It's regular kachim. They never got the zrika that was matir, so it's always Asher because it's kachim that never had a heter zrika, it remains halach of kachim. Comes along with Kivega. Wait, we're going to steer and taste with two tastes, and we're going to get to that. Wait, says Reb Kivega, exactly what Reb Kivega means, that when Tosfos asked the question that you should do pinyon, Tosfos asked, Shechita Sheinu Ruya, oh my goodness, what do you mean? Why Shechita Sheinu Ruya, you can do pinyon? Why the animal is dead now? You shechted it. And now you should be pinyon, because it's bar pinyon, because it's bar hamodav avocha. So you should be able to do pinyon, and the animal should be mutter, should be eaten. So Shechita Sheinu Ruya, why is it Shechita Sheinu Ruya? It should be permitted, because you can do pinyon. Says the Kivega, so what do you mean pinyon? The animal is also about law. Pinyon's not going to help, only from this point onwards. Says the Kivega, yeah. Because Tosfos over here is following Rashi in Kiddushin. Then what's the problem of Shchut Echutz? No, there's no problem. It's just that it's still Kachim. And it never had a Heter Zrika. Comes along Tosfos, okay, do the pigeon now. And at this point now, there's no more Kachim. It's no more Kachim. It's Mutav Achila. Why not? It's no more Kachim. Mashenkin, if you learn like Tosfos, the whole Shchut Echutz is a psul. Once something is puzzled, you can't make a pigeon. Something is piggle, you can make a pigeon. It doesn't work like that anymore. So therefore, Tosfos will have to only fit with Rashi's pshat in Yosef Shchut Echutz. Because the whole problem is kachim, so Tosfos is kivegin. Oh, hey, right, very good. So therefore, now make a pinyon, and there's no more kachim. Then there's no more psul on Shchut Echutz. That's exactly what kivegin. Go back to the words of kivegin, number 5. V'zei yeshleima. D'ma d'osra toiro Shchut Echutz loymi tama aveiro. The why Shchut Echutz is also not because of the Aveira like Tosfos learns, Elo the Havei Kachim Psulim. Doesn't really mean Psulim, he means Kachim, which don't have Zrika Sadam. Ulacha Pidyon, the Pokashim Kachim, Lishtaru. Beautiful! What a shot in what's name? Who says like that shot? The Bechana Wasserman says like that shot in look at number 8. Number 8, come on. That's brilliant. We'll get to the next one. Umucha says number 8. Shchita ha yachal ledoit b'sofek v'ez deglushin pirsh Rashi. The isu shchut echutz hu mipnei shalai nitav d'zrika. B'taitis from hitru mikotma shemesu yotim edem ilach anam shchut echutz. U'muchach medivreyem the lav dach yotim edem ilach l'mutom v'anor gam to the reisa. Ima zo v'do na star u'leshita z'rashi b'kedushin shafir hitru kan shiyei nitorin aladei pidyon. Why? Because the whole isu is shchut echutz. Aval adivrei teizah shom b'kedushin, mashma du isa achet, di isa hektish kwa nifka, vimkein l'shach l'atal, dey pidyon. That's all Muhammad says, then he goes further, what's the name? Then he says, in 8a, v'inei b'chol sifrei moina amitvus, lo'imonu isa rachile, v'hano shashchut echutz. So much so, the Ram doesn't say anywhere, that shchut echutz is also b'hano. Why not? Why is the Ram not quoted as halacha? He said, because it's not more than a regular kachim. What happens if you get kachim? They didn't do Zrika Sadam. It's also Asher Bano. You don't have to say that. That's why they don't count it as a separate lav. Asher Bano, Shchut Echutz, because it's part of kachim. See, then he goes back into, if it's Asher Bano, it's a separate issue, but in this veiny, he throws in that that's pshat in Tosfos' question, like Shitas Rashi. By the way, you can learn like that if you want. That's what Tosfos' question was on Pigul as well. Because maybe pigol is not a psul acher, but it's only did in kachim. So once you get rid of the kachim, I don't know what that means. Once you get rid of Biskrov says that I didn't understand it. Once you get rid of the din kachim, then there's no psul pigol either, or something like that. And if it's on the chefza, on the gavre, if it's burnt, it's on the chefza, and if you can't get rid of it, you know, I don't want to go there. But that's they try and say that as well in the one thing. Okay, very nice. Understand Taisus? Taisus, beautiful, understand very well. Now let's go to the first Taisus. That's going to be a problem. Why is the first Taisus a problem? Because what does the Gemara say? Let's go back to the Gemara.
Wait.
Let's go back to the first Taisus. The Taisus, so understand, Taisus' second question, that it should be, pidyon should help, can only be that chuti chutzu prom is not a real psul, it's only that's kachin, still kachin. So do pidyon, and it's no more kachin, and then from this point on, it's mutabana. Therefore, Taisus asks, why is it considered shchita sheinu guya? That's Taisus' second question. What was Taisus' first question? Taisus' first question was, the Gemara says like this, the Gemara says, that Reb Shimon says, that if you shecht kachim, which is chayev b'chayusom, you can be chayev. Why? Because v'guna v'beisu ish, v'loim beis hekdesh, but chayev b'chayusom is considered v'beisu ish. So the fact that you shecht kachim is a chayev or potter. The fact that you shecht kachim, which is chayev b'chrayis, are you chayev d'alvei?
Yeah.
Right? I kachim, who cares? You chayev d'alvei. Comes along Taisa, and Taisa says that Gemara has a question, and Gemara says, wait a second, not true. It's Shechita Sheinu Ruya. So therefore you should be Potter, according to Reb Shimon. Says Taisa, no. But if you hold, that's all you hold, ain't Shechita Ela Libesayf. But if you hold, Yeshna Lishchita Mitchila Vatsayf, that as soon as you, even if you hold Shechita Sheinu Ruya is considered a Meiser Shechita, still you can be Potter. Why? Because the second you Shechted it, it becomes also the shchut echutz, and it's not of owners anymore. Lav de morei katova. That's his question, right? The second you started it, it's already also the shchut echutz, and lav de morei katova. It doesn't belong to the owner anymore. Correct? Says the kiveg, not the kiveg. It says the b'chanan. But wait a second. If the psul of shchut echutz is that it's still kachim, so Reb Shimon says shechting kachim is considered chayiv in the bailin, because it's achrayis in the bailin. So who cares that shchut echut starts as soon as you started yesh on the shchita mitchila vatzoy? As soon as you started shechting the animal, it's already shchut echut, and it's also bano, and it doesn't belong to the owner. The only reason why it's also bano is because it's kachim. But kachim shechayiv b'chayusom, the Shimon says chayiv. So what's the taser saying in the first teretz? The first taser saying that if you hold yesh on the shchita mitchila vatzoy, since when you shecht in the beginning, it's considered shchut echutz, and it's also ba'ano, and therefore, lav de morei katovach, not shechting it from the owner, not true. Because it's only also ba'ano, because it's kachim. But since it's kachim to chayev b'chayusa, according to the Shimon, then you took it from the owner. You should be chayev on this dalvei that you're shechting. So first taisus only can fit with Taisa's second shot over there, with the Taisa that says the Shchut Echutz is a separate answer, a psul ano, nothing to do with kachim. Says Taisa, if it's a psul ano, then it's not the owner's anymore, and therefore, if you hold Yeshua Shchut Echutz Mitzchel, it has to be, it's considered, you're going to be potter. Why? Because you're not shechting anything from the owner. So B'chanan says the first teretz will only go, not according to Rashi's shot in Shchut Echutz, but going to Taisa's shot in Shchut Echutz. Unbelievable. Look at number 11. The first taisus, lo shayech el nefarish di suria no who isa shemischadesh al de shchitat chutz k'may b'chulim v'azona. Avon adat Rashi said by Gezi Kedushin, the ancient isa chodesh b'shchut echutz elot the nishar isa kodesh kiven shein zrika lativa. It only remains as kachim without a heter of zrika zadam. In Cain, ain chiluk ben yeshu shchitim mitchil v'atzoyif ain el v'atzoyif. Why? Because what are you going to say? As soon as you start shechting it, it becomes asabana, and therefore it's not the owner's. Why does it become asabana? Because it's shchitas chutz. Shchitas chutz is only awesome because it's kachin. Kachin is chayv bach yusun. If Shimon says, you're going to be chayv. That's what number 12 explains a little bit better. He says, Omer heyer tavishurin, shedivra teish mubonim rakim yukha shiisum shchuti chutz, u yisra chodas, shechal machmas hashchita. Kudas ha-teish v'kidushu v'leil. Shabzeh shabbat v'lot v'malam yishu v'lotroif, מחישור בפוטה, עושה זמם, ויש לחיים עליהם שלך מעשינו. אולם, לדעת רשי שם, וכפיש ובעליל, ככה דעת סייש בסגרזינו, שאין זה איסר חדש, אלא שאיסר הקדש נותר על הכובן מאחד אין בהזריק את דם הפרס, אם כן, שלא נמצא, שלא יסחדש שום איסר הנוע אף בשחיתה הזוי, שכל איסר שיש בו, מה כמו זה הקדש? ומצד זה, הרי סוידר רב שמן, שאף של החיים על הגנבוסום, משום שהוא קשור לחיים אחיוסום, והוא עדין של חיים אחיוסום. Im Leib mit Tatsch, schritt es in der Ruhe. Im Kein, aber man muss schon zu sein. In Lachsens Kusche zu. The whole first place will only fit according to the second shot over there in the Gemara in Kedushin. I don't have an answer for it. I guess one holds like Rashi, one holds like Taisus. But you see, it's seemingly innocuous Taisus, something with Kachim, is fundamental in understanding the story of Shkut Yechutz, two ways of understanding Shkut Yechutz in Kedushin, Daf Nuntai. Okay.
There's many Baal places, so they could hold one.
Yeah, that's not so difficult to say. Yeah. But you just have to.